The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives. This week, we sit down with Teresa Giudice and her podcast co-host, Melissa Feister. We talk all about their podcast, Namaste Bitches, teases the upcoming season of Real Housewives of New Jersey, which, spoiler alert, she says will blow you away, and if she really disinvited Ramona Singer to her wedding.
We were chatting backstage on Dancing with the Stars. I was so sad to see you go. But now we get to focus on the podcast.
Yes. Yeah, so that's why last week, you know, the podcast came out and then I was like, oh my God, it was hard. You know, I was like, yeah, I had to take like time out for, to do that. But really I was like, my main focus was Dancing with the Stars. Mm-hmm. So I guess there's a reason for everything. So it's like now, you know, I could focus on my podcast, you know?
Definitely. Let's talk about the podcast. I mean, how did the two of you connect and why did you want to do Namaste Bitches together?
I mean, of course, who doesn't love Teresa? Mm-hmm. But I know her attorney well and had him on my podcast that I had, mm-hmm. Side Piece. And so then I was like, yo, I met Teresa. Where did we meet for first? Oh, at Ultimate Girls Trip.
In LA, yeah.
Yeah, so they were doing the Ultimate Girls Trip premiere here in LA. I'm in LA. Mm-hmm. And I went as Cynthia Bailey's date. Nice. And then Teresa and I met for the first time. And then I said, you know, to her attorney, Jim, I'm like, yo, Teresa and I should do a podcast. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're both crazy. I'm the crazy on LA. She can have the East Coast and then we can unite for Namaste Bitches. And that's kind of how it all started. Like Teresa and I talked a lot in between and met and this and that. But then we finally, you know, it took months.
And I was going to do a podcast with someone else. And then I guess, look, it all works out. You know, everything. I always believe everything happens the way it's supposed to happen. Yeah.
Definitely. No, and I've listened to the first two episodes and I love the banter that the two of you have. It's really a lot of fun and a light conversation, but we also get to know you on a different level. So I know, Teresa, you said, you know, pretty much everybody thinks they know everything about you. You know, we've been following along your journey for so many years, but what is something new that they're going to learn about you on this podcast? Because this is you just talking and kind of, you know, getting to know you on a different level.
Well, so, all right. So tell me what you think about me. Who do you think I am from Real Housewives in New Jersey?
Oh, that's wow. What I like. Putting me on the spot here, Teresa. I mean, I think that you are a family woman who loves their family, loves their daughters. And, you know, you are a tough woman and you're a strong woman and you stand up for what you believe in.
I like that. Yeah. I mean, anything else?
And she is. And by the way, this is it. See, that is a thing that I always say too. And, you know, we've had a lot of talks. It's like, This is the chance right now with Namaste Bitches to really get it out there, right? Mm-hmm. If people think that they know Teresa because they watch Real Housewives of New Jersey, they don't know the real Teresa, mm-hmm. right? And even me, like coming in, I've watched Jersey from the get-go. It's just night and day. And this is the opportunity for both of us to be out there and really say our truths, who we are, and really have people get to know us instead of what they just think that they know from watching a TV show.
Right.
So Melissa, like before you met me, what did you think of me?
I think that you've been through a lot, that you're a badass. You don't take shit. Family first. If you screw with my family, I will, you know, rip your face off. And I think that there is more to you than anyone can even imagine, and that Real Housewives of New Jersey is like a smidgen of who and what you are.
Well, I'm like really like a fun person. Like I'm all about like, yeah, like I'm really not about like in my real life, there's no drama. No drama at all. And I wake up happy every day. I'm all about like, yeah, I have like really good energy. And yeah, I like really like, yeah. So it's like, I know it's like when they look at Real Housewives in Jersey, they're like, it's like drama, drama, drama. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I guess it's supposed to be.
Right.
And I guess because I'm the OG, like everybody always comes for me. And which sucks, you know, it really does. Like, I feel like if they come for the OG, it's like they get noticed, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Right. Or it's like, I think, or even when they're, if anybody gets casted, I'm sure it's like, well, you go up against Teresa. I'm sure they get asked that question. Cause then I've heard like other people afterwards, you know, they've like, you know, I've asked them, I'm like, well, what have they asked? You know, have they told you? They're like, they wanted to know if I was scared of you. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God. It's like,
because it puts them on the map, right? It's right. Like you go against the OG, you're on the map now, right? Like you're in the fight because you're the OG. But like, that's what we don't see. You just said, Christina, too. Mom, I mean, the first thing you said is family mom, right? Like, this is what we can talk about. The family stuff. Melania is sick in her time. Like, this is the podcast where we can say all those things that you don't see. And those are the most important things about Teresa, her marriage, her husband, her family, you know, those things, home life, being home, not being out and fancy and drama and this and that. Like, that's not who Teresa really is at the core.
I'm wanting to do Dancing with the Stars forever. Right. And like, they asked me like a long time ago, they've asked me several times to do it, but it just never worked out. Mm-hmm. So Bravo never said, you know, what timing with our show, it just didn't work out. So this time it was like a yes, because we were done filming. Mm-hmm. But then this time it was like a little crazy because I got mm-hmm. on my honeymoon. And then it's like, I got married, and then it's like bang, and then as soon as I come home, it's like I don't even get to hang out with my husband. I leave for Dancing with the Stars, you know. So but listen, and then it all worked out. So I guess, you know, I got a taste of it. I got my feet wet. I'm going back for the finale. It was great. Oh my God. And it was so much work, but I loved every minute of it. And like, I did, like, because I'm not afraid of hard work. Mm-hmm. And right. I liked the way my body felt. Like, believe me, like in the beginning, my body hurt, but I liked it. Like, I like no pain, no gain. So right. It felt so good. Like, I want to keep dancing. Like, there's a Fred Astaire in my town. Mm-hmm. I just called them for directions. I mean, not directions. Like, I'm like, can you tell me, like, what's the, you know, like, what, how do you teach classes and all that? Because me and my husband want to come in. And, but like, with Pasha, like I did it for 4 hours straight. Like, I want that.
Right. Know? No, everybody that I talk to that goes on Dancing with the Stars, they always say that they notice such a big transformation in their bodies. Did you notice that as well?
Well, because think about it. Mm-hmm. I practiced the first week, 4 hours each day, the mm-hmm. first week, 4 hours each day. So the first week before I started Dancing with the Stars, it was 10 days before. Mm-hmm. All together with the whole thing was 3 weeks so far. So I did 10 days before, then I performed. Then the second time it moved down to 3 hours. They move it down to 3 hours. But then I think, you know, yeah.
We were doing double duty.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
We were literally squeezing in like recording our stuff mm-hmm. and doing stuff in between her work, her dancing in the morning and then going back to dance in the evening. I mean, it was a lot. It was a lot for me to even keep up with her, let alone for her to be doing it.
You're like, and, I'm exhausted for you.
Yeah.
I was in Jersey and then I had to fly back to LA each week, you know? So listen, I knew I wasn't going to win. But you know, I had fun in the meantime. It was great. It was, you know, it was something that I've always wanted to do. So I'm glad I got to do it.
Yeah.
Well, and Teresa too, what people might not know or listen to on our podcast, but because you did dancing and you had to fly out here to LA, all this time, everything we've been doing, the teasers, the promos, everything has just been Zoom, like coast mm-hmm. to coast. We actually got to to record our very first Namaste Bitches episode ever together.
Nice.
In LA. We set up the whole thing in her hotel.
Mm-hmm.
We kicked Louie out, took over.
I know.
And we got to record. So that was like another cool thing that dancing brought us, because she was here in LA. So we got to record. It was just cool. It wasn't like we recorded our fifth episode or a promo. It was our very first one together in LA in her room.
I love that. And I know, Teresa, on your podcast, you do open up a little bit about on Dancing with, and you know, this kind of goes back to the misconceptions that you want to clear up on the show, on the podcast as well, is that, you know, you said when the package aired on Dancing with the Stars about your backstory, it kind of really threw you off because that's just not what you want to be associated with anymore. So why does that still upset you so much? And why do you feel like the need that the people need to keep bringing it up?
Well, I mean, I guess it was my fault too, because I shouldn't have talked about it. And then Pasha told me afterwards, like, if I wouldn't have talked about it, they wouldn't have brought it up.
Mm.
I guess I was trying to tell them my story. So I didn't like that. So, cause it's like, that's been so long ago now, you know, that I, and like my whole thing is like, I still say, you know, like, listen, the reason why I'm so like, I don't like that is because I know I'm not a criminal. Like I know there was no criminal intent, and I signed papers literally that Joe told me to sign. So it's like, but I don't want to like be known for that. So that's why, so for them to show that. And then I heard Dancing with the Stars is like a positive show.
Yeah.
That they always want to show you in a positive light. So that's why the first week I was like, I didn't like that so much.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, and then I said something. They're like, well, they're like, you know, we're never going to show any of that ever again. It's all going to be, you know, all good going forward, you know?
Yeah.
And then afterwards I heard that I shouldn't have talked about it because then they want to show that. And it's true. Like I shouldn't have talked about it, but I didn't know that they were going to do that, you know?
Yeah.
So, and I'm very adamant about it because I know I didn't do anything. Like that's, I mean, I did what I had to do, like time or whatever, but like, I know in my heart, that's why I walk with my head up high. Cause I know I didn't do anything like, you know, in a criminal intent.
Mm-hmm.
I literally did sign papers that my husband told me to sign. Like, yeah. You know, in closing, I was at a bank with lawyers there and they just used my credit, like used my signature. And that was it. And at the time, banks were giving money away like it was water.
I think that's the thing too, whether with Dancing with the Stars and them showing that package of what happened freaking six years ago.
Yeah, a long ago, yeah.
It's like our podcast too. That it's like, you don't want to be known for that when you're doing Dancing with the Stars. And our podcast, like we want to be able to tell people who you really are. Like, that's not really you. That was like,
I want to be able to tell women too. Like, listen, make sure you do all your research. Like, just don't sign anything that you're like, for instance, I didn't know that my husband didn't file taxes for 10 years. I didn't know. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. So that's how all this started. So I wanted, like on our podcast, Melissa, like I wanted to be able to educate women, like, make sure you know, make sure you look at the income taxes, make sure your husband is filing income taxes. Cause I'm telling you, when the government came knocking on our door and said, I even gave him an attitude. I'm like, well, who are you? And then they're like, it's the government. I'm like, okay. And I'm like, yes, can I help you?
Yeah.
And the husband hasn't filed taxes. I'm like, what? And then right away, I was like, I got all scared. I was like, and I'm like, what do you mean he has to file taxes? I'm like, and how long? And they're like, 10 years. I'm like, 10 years. You understand, my heart like sunk into my stomach. I was like, what? And then, hello?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know, it went blank. So I want to tell women, like, don't be so naive like I was, you know? So I really want to tell, I want to help women out there. Yeah. Don't be like right after I got married, Joe's like, all right, don't go back to work. Cause I was working in the city.
Mm-hmm.
I was a sales rep for Calvin Klein and Nine West handbags.
Right.
And in the city. So, and then he told me to stay home and stay home with the kids. So I did. And then look, like innocently, I get in trouble for just signing, you know, two houses that he was flipping. And, so I want to help other women out there to not make the same mistake that I made.
Right.
And granted, maybe it would never happen to them, what happened to me, because I was on a TV show. And of course I know now they wanted to make an example out of me,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, you know, maybe another woman, a regular Joe, a regular, Ellen Smith, nothing will happen to her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Teresa Giudice, that's on the Real Housewives of New Jersey,
right.
Of course something happened to her, you know?
But all those things we can take and try to help other people and talk about it.
Exactly.
Whether it's that, mom, marriage, you
right.
know,
well, that's, and I thought like Dancing with the Stars was going to show that, like, wow, like, you know, look what she's overcome and stuff, you know, and all that beautiful stuff. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, everyone, I always hear that from people, like how inspiring I am.
Sure.
And I've helped so many people get through so many hard things in life, like cancer, just a lot of like things that people have told me,
mm-hmm.
and that's yoga. So then I'm like, maybe there was a purpose.
Of course.
I think that I'm like, all right. Cause I would ask God, like, not to be like religious or anything, but I'm like, cause I'm Catholic. I'd be like, mm-hmm. really? Why did I have to go through this? But I guess there was a reason why. You know, God gave me this platform, or maybe like, yeah, to inspire other women out there. I am pretty strong. I am a pretty strong woman, and maybe to help other women out there to go through, you know, or even anybody, not even women, because men have come up to me and they've right. said, like, oh my God, you inspired me so much of everything that you've gone through.
Right.
And that was another thing to do the podcast. It's like, there's right. so much you know, to talk about. There's
mm-hmm.
so much more depth. There's so many like things that we can, maybe our experiences have helped, can help others and things like that in a positive way. Take the things that weren't maybe so positive in our lives and help people in a positive way.
Right. And you also prove that you can always have a second chance at love. And I know that you just recently got married. Congratulations. You looked absolutely beautiful. The wedding was beautiful. And I know, Melissa, you were there and you talked about the wedding on the podcast. I mean, was this wedding everything that you dreamed of and more? And how is newlywed life treating you?
Yeah.
I think I haven't gotten to enjoy it too much yet because of Dancing with the Stars, but now that you got to settle into newlywed life.
Yeah. So, and Louis so happy that I'm home. No, you understand, like, he's planning to have a party for me this weekend. I'm like, babe, you do not need to do. He just told me, Melissa, I don't know if you heard about it, but you're living in LA, maybe that's why you didn't hear about it. But like he called Dolores like to get all my friends together.
To celebrate you doing Dancing with the Stars?
Celebrate me, like I accomplished this. And because I had been MIA for
right.
the past, like, first of all, I got married. I went on my honeymoon. Like my honeymoon was kind of like a month long, you know, because I went to LA for Dancing with the Stars. Then his best friend got married, went to Florida. So I've been gone since my wedding, like then a month later, then plus 3 weeks. So I've been gone like maybe since my wedding, 2 months after my wedding, 2 months. So I've been MIA. So like, I guess he wanted to have like a little party and get together with all my friends and just celebrate me. And I'm like, babe, you don't have, like, he's so thoughtful.
Mm-hmm.
He's so amazing. Nice. I'm like, babe, you don't have to do that. I'm like, I will see my friends. No worries, you know? And like, yeah, listen, you believe that he wanted to do that for me? So freaking cute.
Yes,
like,
I believe that.
Yeah,
he did a huge thing. Like Dancing with the Stars is huge.
Wait, and poor guy gets like a headache. And like, I guess he didn't know what he was like really thinking about it. Like before, he's like, babe, do you mind if I lay down for an half hour? I'm like, yeah, I guess he was like, he's like the best, like the most romantic guy ever. Like he always plans things for me. And that then makes me feel bad because he's always doing stuff. So it's like, I'm like, please don't do any, like, cause then I feel bad because then,
you do plenty for him. They
no,
do
cause then I feel like
other.
I, you know, like he's, you know, so I'm like, babe, don't do anything. Just let me do stuff. Cause it,
right.
I feel like he's always doing stuff. You know, like he just asked it's Gabrielle's birthday next Tuesday. He wants to take her to London. Cause she's been saying she wants to go to London.
Oh,
so he wants to take her to London for her birthday. So
that's nice.
So we might go to London next weekend for her birthday.
Oh my God.
So,
you're like nonstop.
I'm telling you. So that's what I guess God was like, you know what? I think you need to come home and be with your husband.
Yeah.
And, you know, so. Like, because he really missed me so much.
I'm
missed me so much. He really did.
You talk a lot about the wedding on the podcast, and you said what struck me was that you had a lot of anxiety, a lot of nerves before, you know, walking down the aisle. What was kind of going through your mind, and, you know, what gave you that anxiety and nerves?
Well, because I don't like being center of attention, believe it or not. I don't. Like, even though I'm on the Real Housewives of New Jersey, but it's not. And like, I was getting nervous to walk down the aisle and, like, you know, everybody make a big deal about me, you know? So I was like getting nervous about that. And then I was like, all right. And then I was like, all right, I got this. I'm like, I have to do it, you know? And then I did it.
It was the best. It was awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty magical. I remember when I put my head down and lifted it up, everyone in the audience, like all my friends and stuff, said they even like they heard people like gasp, like, right, Melissa, like when I picked my head
amazing.
Up and I walked out. Yeah, it was, you know, I think everybody was like, they loved it, which was so nice. Yeah, I was just nervous. And same thing with Dancing with the Stars. I thought I was going to be nervous dancing live in front of everyone. And then I didn't get nervous anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Maybe because I practiced so much. And I knew my dance. Like, I wasn't nervous the first time. Like, it wasn't. And, but I guess I was, because I did all my steps correct my first dance.
Yeah.
But I guess they wanted more power into it, more. And I tried, but like, I was learning as I went. Like, with dancing, don't forget, like, the posh was like, he was showing me how to kick, like, with power. And I'm like, well, you've been dancing since you're 10 years old. You know?
It's a little different.
And like, I just learned 10 days ago. So it's like, it was crazy how every single day I would learn a new technique, like something new, like put your head this way, put your fingers this way, put your foot this way. And like, he would teach me how to kick, but then no, kick this way. And then the last dance was a jive, kick with a hop in it. Like, you have to hop as you're kicking. But no, I swear to God, like, and first it was like a kick, but then you have to kick and hop it, and that's better, and then that'll help your kick even better. It's so amazing how, like, every day I would learn a new thing that made my dance even better, you know. And then my second dance, Pasha told me, don't listen to your package.
Yeah.
What do? Of course, it's my dad.
Right.
And I got a little bit emotional. So I got choked up.
Everybody got emotional.
Yeah, I think everybody did.
Who wouldn't? Yeah. It'd be weird if you didn't.
I wish they wouldn't show the package. So, but I mean, because I knew my second dance, I knew it again. I knew it perfectly. I did. And then, I was really close to my dad. I miss him tremendously. Everybody knows I was close to my dad. I don't think Dancing with the Stars knew how close I was with my dad, but Real Housewives of New Jersey knows how close I was with my dad. So I did get a little emotional, but then I ended up killing it. Like, I ended it with a bang. And I think I did really good. Listen, you're supposed to have fun and smile on the dance floor. And that's what I did.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Maybe because I was on the bottom two, the first 2 weeks, and everyone did improve the second week. They really did. And, but it is, I guess, you know, and then this is how I look at it. Like, you know, I guess, cause I am a newlywed, it was time to come home,
yeah,
you know, and I really am a mom first besides anything. Like, that's why I was going back and forth, because my kids come first. Like, they said to me, they're like, we'll get you a place out here in LA. And I was like, I can't, like, I just can't leave my kids for, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure if that was the case, I probably could focus even more. And, but I can't leave my kids. My youngest, she just turned 13 on September 14. She turned 13. So I had a 12-year-old. So when I started Dancing with the Stars, she was 12. Mm-hmm. I have 12, 16, 17, and G is at college.
Mm-hmm.
So like, they need their mommy.
A lot. Definitely. Yeah. It is a lot. You know, what I also like on the podcast is that you're kind of like taking headlines and dispelling some rumors. I found it interesting that you said that you would like Danielle back on the show over Caroline. Why is that?
Well, not that, like, now it's over because she just dug her own hole.
Mm-hmm.
Like, cause like, to throw me under the bus, it's like, for what? Meanwhile, it's like, there's other
people. She doesn't want either, but if she had
to pick.
Exactly. Now it's too late. Like, Danielle, she kind of threw me under the bus for what? It's like, if I'm the one that brought her back, Like I brought her back on the show, and then to go out to lunch with Melissa and throw me under the bus. It's like, why don't you really talk about Melissa? Because you were
the other one. Melissa.
Right.
Yeah. Because Melissa and you and her were talking about, she was the one that told you I didn't go see my nephew in the house. Remember when I brought that up? Mm-hmm. And like, then I put two and two together. And then Danielle told me, I think back then, that Melissa is the one that told her that I didn't go see my nephew in the hospital. Mm-hmm. So it's like, why would you throw me under the bus when I brought you back, you know, to come on Housewives? And Melissa is the one that you had lunch with, and then you throw me. I don't get how people work, you know?
She's like, herself.
And right. Even the first time, like, I didn't want her to not come back on the show. Like, Caroline and all of them didn't want her to come back on the show. I never said I never wanted her to be on the show. So that's why when I came back from going to jail, like I met with her because then I was a single mom. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I just wanted her to know that I had nothing to do with any of that. Yeah. And then when I did yoga with her, Andy Cohen saw it and Bravo, they all went nuts over it. And then that's how they brought her back.
How do you feel? I know we're not going to talk too much about this upcoming season, but how do you feel kind of going into it? I know we're probably a few months away from the premiere, but, you know, obviously a lot of stuff in the headlines, but how do you feel about going into this season?
It's going to blow your minds away.
Mm-hmm. Great.
It's very sad. And I think everybody's going to get a true reading of like, be like, wow, we were like people thought a certain way about me. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to be like, wow, we were so wrong.
Yeah.
Because I think about like, when you watch the season, you have to have an open mind. Like I kept my mouth shut a lot mm-hmm. over 10 years.
Yeah. And that's why it's good too. Like the timing that we started it now, mm-hmm. because we have months and months to really get out there mm-hmm. and people can see a different side of Teresa before Jersey starts up again. And maybe they have like a different view on it after they see get a glimpse from the podcast of like more depth and who Teresa really is. Sure.
Yeah. And don't forget, my parents were around back then. So I tried to keep the peace for a long time. And now, you know, somebody could only like take so much for so long. Mm-hmm. And it's not happening anymore. Like, I'm done. Like, and after they watch this season, their minds is going to be blown away, you know?
Are you still
and
sad?
And then go right into the wedding special.
Right. Are you still sad about it?
The wedding, I'm totally fine. Mm-hmm. Totally fine. Yeah. And it's like, and I think my parents are like, they're with me. They're like, you're good.
Yeah.
Like, and that's why Louis came into my life. You understand? There's always a reason, a season, a reason, a lesson, a blessing. Yes. Because it's like, it's enough. I got taken advantage for so long, for over 10 years. Mm-hmm. Like I got taken advantage of, and finally, like, look, Louis came into my life. It was like, that's not happening anymore mm-hmm. now. And
now it's happy. And right. Now,
yeah. Do you feel like almost like a weight is lifted off your shoulders a little bit?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And And like, I think everyone's going to, their eyes are going to, you know, everyone's going to be like, you know, see, they're going to kind of, I think they're going to see the truth. Yeah. Like, you know, of everything that's been really happening, you know, it depends how, like, but I think there's no way to edit or do anything. Like, you're going to just basically say it, you know, because of course editing has a lot to do with it all these years. Sure. But I think this time there's like, there's no getting around that, you know.
We got to see a lot more of the Teresa.
I was going to say, Melissa, did you notice a difference in your friend?
I mean, yeah, I think you know, every time I talk to her, it's just not what you expect and not what people expect from watching her on the show and seeing things. It's just, there's just so much more. And I think just with timing of everything, right? Like timing of us starting, instead of like 3-6 months ago, starting the podcast, we started now that we can do it preseason, get people find out who she is, who I am. You know, we just see everything in a different light. And I think that people are going to really, really, you know, listen to the first two episodes. It's awesome. It's an awesome insight into who we are and more than you would just see on a show.
Definitely.
Yeah. And I don't want to just talk about Housewives. Like,
of course.
I want to just talk about life and mm-hmm. everything. Like, I want guests to call in And like, yeah, like, you know, of course, like that's what I mean. Like I was given this platform for a reason. Mm-hmm. And if I can, I want to help other, you know, other people that, you know, want to help for me and, yeah. you know, sure they do. Like, so that's what I mean. I was given this for a reason. So I'm going to use it in that way.
Definitely. Teresa, there's one headline that I would love if you could clear up for me. Ramona, the whole wedding snafu with the invitation, was she disinvited to the wedding? Could you clear it up?
She was not disinvited, okay. But then she didn't come.
Okay.
She, you know, she like first she puts it out there. And then she said she didn't, yeah, and then she didn't even come to the wedding. So, and you know what? I'm glad she didn't.
Now not that, because she was disinvited. She right. just chose yeah, on
yeah,
her own.
She was not disinvited.
Yes.
She was not disinvited. But to do all that and then to not come, you know, it's like, I'm glad she didn't come then, you know?
Yeah. Like, she sent a gift at least?
No, she did not send a gift.
No. Oh, Ramona. No. Oh, Ramona.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I don't even want to talk about her because she's like, it's like such a joke to even like for her to do that. It's kind of embarrassing mm-hmm. because like who does something like that? You know, yeah. I mean, I heard she even showed her bank account. So yeah. I guess, I mean, that's crazy to me. I don't know how people and then and then she's talked about me having like that I needed a brain and I was a scarecrow. I mean, I think it should be the other way around. I mean, I don't know. Like if you're on TV, you don't show somebody's invitation, you know?
Yeah, no, I appreciate you clearing it up.
Yeah, she was never disinvited, you know, like, first of all, I would never do that. I would never give her that much attention, but she decided not to come and it's all good. You know,
like you said, everyone who was meant to be there was there.
Exactly. And that's what I said. And I'm telling you, if you were there, you would have felt like Melissa was there. Ask Melissa. Yeah. Because it's my wedding, of course. And, you know, but I mean, I felt the love, like everyone there that awesome. You could ask everybody there. They like, it was such a party. And everybody in there, like everybody said they felt the love, like yeah. with everyone, like everybody wanted to be there and they had such a good time.
Oh, well, I cannot wait to see that wedding special. And I cannot wait to listen to more episodes of your podcast. I absolutely love it. And I really appreciate you both taking the time and speaking with me today.
Thank you. We really appreciate it. So they can get Namaste Bitches anywhere you get your podcasts.
Well, that's it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. But if you want more Housewives news, head on over to usmagazine.com where we've got you covered.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.